Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dave goes on day after day. Hearts torn in
every day. Jerry, the pacemaker's brain is back. Jerry with a G. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ed Kopf. That's Ed with an E. K-O-P-F is how you spell his last name. K-O-P-F if you're looking him up. And he's co-founder, along with David Gage, of BMC Associates. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find out what all the things that they do to help organizations just like yours to resolve conflict, especially in the area of partnerships and family businesses. If you're stuck somewhere, you can't get out of your own way, you can't seem to get things resolved yourself, bring in these guys, David and Ed, and they'll help you. They're very successful in this area. And so, Dave, thanks again. I appreciate the work that you guys do for so many businesses out there. You guys do a lot of you guys are healers. And I think that's a great skill and a great service that you provide, and we're proud to know you around here.
Right. I like the phrase "blessed are the peacemakers." Once in a while, we get to be blessed.
There you go. And of course, sometimes you get run out. We run out on the rail. I know some people can't be helped, I guess. So, all right. One of the things I want you to do is talk to us about, now that you've given us some great stories, give us some tools that the CEOs or small business owners can use.
Yeah, you know, as we were saying, it often is very hard for people who have the personality to get a business going and growing to, as you said earlier, get out of their own way and let their teams grow and let their teams duke it out a little bit and find out what's right and what needs to change. So it takes
we think we're good at everything.
That's right. Yeah, we use a personality test called the DISC in a lot of our business.
I'm a double
and,
D.
There you go. And that's the reason you're as successful as you are. But unless you're smart like you, Jim, as a double D, you could again get in your own way. And
not you. And then I became a talk show host. That's like compounding it to a factor of 10.
That's true.
Yeah. But, go ahead.
But the smart ones like you figure out how not to try to dominate every discussion and how to use the power that they have to suppress other people's ideas, but train themselves to learn how to open it all up.
Learn how to ask, what do you think?
Yep, they've got to give permission for other people to talk. They have to model being open.
I had to learn how to do that. And I think most people aren't born to ask those questions. I think most people aren't born to delegate. I had to, those were skills that I had to learn and practice. I had to practice delegating. I had to practice saying, what do you think? And when I started getting stuff back that I liked, I realized, hey, I think I'm onto something here.
No, that's right. And there's a book which I'm sure you're familiar with. I wish it was my book that I had written, but it's not. It's The Five Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni, L-E-N-C-I-O-N-I. And Lencioni talks about five things that a team needs to be successful. And everybody understands trust and commitment and accountability and focus on results. But his fifth factor is conflict. And usually when we work with this with our clients, they say, what do you mean conflict? That's the worst thing you want in your team. And Lencioni focuses on the fact that you do need conflict, as we've been saying this morning, and gives a lot of hints and clues and approaches to how the leader can do that modeling, that teaching, and that training, really, for his or her team to get the conflict out in the open and make it a useful thing. So I strongly recommend that people take a look at Lencioni's book He and some others have also developed some workshops to go along with that.
So, you know, there's a great old quote. I've forgotten who said this, but somebody said 500 years of war in Italy produced the Renaissance and the Reformation and the Sistine Chapel and things like that. And he said, and 500 years of peace in Switzerland created the cuckoo clock.
You summed it all up, Jim. I've got to get my pen out and write that down.
Yeah, yeah. So conflict, folks, if it's handling a healthy environment, can be good, and that's what Ed Kauf and his folks do all the time, helping companies like yours and mine. Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
It's great to be with you.
Ed Kauf, ladies and gentlemen, KOPF, BMCAssociates.com. Check out their website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.